yet simultaneously the demand of sovereignty to certain from enormous denial. It's why we are often disguised as medical professionals in tight suits and bourgeois settings, but businessmen, politicians, lawyers, people in whom there is great trust. In these settings, and as these people, we can attain supreme moments. We know we are all alone. Only cowards care about others, and that is fact. We work in cold blood. Cruelty is nothing but a denial of one's self-centered so far that it becomes a destructive explosion. He said CGV could have listened to the garbage no more. He begged her love me then, she growled in homage to Bill. Doing that, then retouched the larger. She launched herself through the air to explode the barrage of thundering bones to black out Smart's head.
He twisted away, a deadly light flamed out of his eyes. The beam smashed into CGV, but she penetrated their energies and threw them out in all directions. The blank-eyed Smart looked astonished for an instance, but then curled a right hook at her head. Falling back, a little stunned, she repowered and hooked her own bomb blast of a punch. The lower jaw of the blank-eyed Smart splattered away into the darkness, and blood and gunge exploded everywhere. Staggering under the force of her assault, the creep tried to reconfigure his insane body, but CGV leapt across the accidental things between them. Tables, chairs, sunrise, lost love, straight faces, orange robes, medical exams, the last gadget, and drove her fists into his skull with maniacal and unstoppable force. His skull exploded in a mega-gore fest of blood and gun. CGV's body shone in the gore light with all its curves in all the right places, gleaming in convulsive hallucinatory delight. I'm indifferent to everything you think, she whispered to the splattered corpse that dripped in its own catastrophic juices. She turned to watch the other codes, numbers flooded like moss through the air. She felt the intensity of forbidden orgasm. She could hear deranged things moving about spasm. Fused things were approaching within capsules of acid desire. Wondered about her mighty spell, its telepathic nucleus cables, visibility fecundate, soul gram, self-strands, and genome screens. It suddenly terrifyingly realized that the Rake Men Order had found an escape circuit loop. She no longer wondered why her awesome feminist army had failed to deliver the actual goods at just the point that she needed it to work, even though there hadn't been a satisfying gore climax of Rake Hog slaying since their arrival. No longer wondered why the Kremlin had dissolved in an eerie green light.
They'd got to the techno-crisis. They'd found them with errant weapons. They'd rechanneled the birth tragedies of fleshlings and nightmarish servant circuits. The brain universe is a swastika. A moiroid is an unjointed. I'm in trouble. She murmured softly to herself like a hydromanic hologram of a delusion blast.